among the most prolific writers of the New Testament is, of course, our patron saint, John. John the Evangelist, John the Apostle. We know, of course, that the letters of Paul are many. We certainly recognize that Luke wrote not only his own gospel, but Acts of the Apostles. But John not only provides his wonderful gospel, and of course, the conclusion of the New Testament, the book of Revelation, but also, as we heard in the second reading, a separate letter to the early church, the letter of John. I'm going to switch books so I can make reference to that. And of course, it's the first of the books, or the first of the writings from John, and yet, obviously, the gospel that he was present for and that he recorded took place before that. That was Jesus weighing in on the importance of love. But John sets the tone with today's readings in that first letter of his when he reminds us not so much that God does love or God needs love, but that God is love. Think about that. To say God is to say love. And when we consider the fact that at times in our life we can feel so frightened by the awesome power of God that we can lose sight of that all-important understanding of love. And to recognize, and I've shared with you before, that so many of the images that God gives of his Father are tender, forgiving. I think of the marvelous parable of the prodigal son, which should be called the parable of the forgiving father. And I thought, how can anyone fear God? How can anyone fear judgment even, as weak and sinful as we are, when we have a father that forgiving? While he's still a long way off, the Father goes out and embraces him and welcomes him back. And I think having that sense of love is kindled in the apostles in this particular encounter that they have with Jesus. He wants them to understand that just as the Father and he are one in teaching, so also in love. In fact, Jesus, even though he has shown love continually in his public ministry and has taught it continually, I think in this particular encounter, this passage, he wants to take us a step further. In fact, he certainly reminds us that, I think the one translation in another one of the Gospels, I give you a new commandment, love one another. Well, haven't you been talking about love always? But see, he wants us to appreciate the kind of love that he's extending. He says that the love that he offers to them, that selfless, other-focused love, is what we're to strive for. And that kind of love, Jesus says, brings us the joy that he feels at all times. And we've made the distinction before, I know, in previous years, that joy and happiness aren't exactly the same thing. We can feel joy in the midst of sadness. Happy and sad come and go, ebb and flow beyond our control, but we can choose joy and a tremendous joy that comes when we're helping others, when we're making a difference in other people's lives. And no greater love reminds us, Jesus, that we lay down our life for our friends. And we know the savage death that he's going to endure on Good Friday for the expiation of sin, as St. John writes in his letter. All of that speaks to the love the Father has for us, that the Son has for us, and that we need to strive to have for one another. What a thrill it must have been for John and the other apostles to hear Jesus talk so intimately with them. That no one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. I mean, it's one thing to be reassured, and what a beautiful reassurance it is that we're children of God. Jesus, of course, teaches that when he shares the Lord's Prayer with us. But to be called friends and to know that nothing is hidden, all is revealed. One of the things that I truly love about the Easter season is the stories that develop in Acts of the Apostles, the early church finding their footing. And those of you who go to daily mass, and I know there are quite a few of you, know that we're a little bit ahead of our Sunday readings with our weekday readings with Acts of the Apostles. Here is Peter entering the household of one of the Roman centurions, Cornelius, who has a devotion to a God as he's come to know it in the Roman tradition, but is learning more about Judaism. He's not yet, though, ready to become a Jew. And Peter enters his house, and you can almost imagine this happening with Cornelius falling at his feet. But Peter, no, lifts him up, says, I'm just a human being also. But Peter then goes in a real sense of discovery of how the Holy Spirit is interacting with Cornelius and his household. How can we deny these people, even though they haven't become Jews, how can we deny them the baptism of water when it's clear they're already receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I mentioned the fact that the weekday readings are a little ahead of us because they capture the ongoing discussion of the early church leaders about whether a person needs to become a Jew in order to become a Christian. And of course, Peter, having had this experience with Cornelius, Paul and Barnabas and John Mark, having had their experiences with the Gentiles, are able to weigh in that even though Jesus was completely Jewish in terms of observing the different laws and the holy days and such, and that all of his followers were Jews, that he's sending his message through the Holy Spirit that we need to accept the Gentile population and with very few requirements and expectations. So we'll come upon that in our weekend readings as well. But it's interesting to see the heartbeat of the early faith. The apostles who struggled so much with what Jesus was trying to teach them when he was with them, now finding the truth within themselves, being able to proclaim it boldly. And of course, I think that ought to give to us as we make our way through the Easter season. And it shouldn't be limited strictly to the Easter season, it's true, but I do think there's something about coming out of the Easter Triduum and the experience of Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Easter Sunday and knowing that we celebrate Easter for a season and not for a day. Hopefully it energizes our faith, our confidence in the God who is love.